Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. One of the aspects or one of the items that you can take part in during Railroad Days this weekend in Galesburg is a photo exhibit that's being provided through the National Railroad Hall of Fame and some other entities. It's called The Call of Trains, and it's a group of photos done by Jim Shaughnessy, and he joins us on the line now. Jim, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Good, my pleasure.
To start out with, tell us a little bit about you and maybe how you got interested in photography in general and perhaps photographing trains in particular.
Well, that's a long story. It's a tough question to give an accurate answer to because I've been asked it many, many times over my 80 years, and it's hard to pin down, but I two things. My father was a stationary engineer. He ran a generating plant and heating system for a big institution. And my uncle worked for the railroad at one time. So between the two of them, and I have just written a piece for Classic Trains about the my father's influence, because I've often really considered my uncle as the previous railroad employee that his interest carried over as he was finally a safety engineer for an insurance company, and he would take me on some day trips here and there, and we usually gravitate to the railroad. But looking back, my father was a mechanical guy himself, and he took me as a child on many trips and arranged for train rides and cab rides and a lot of things like that. So I don't really have an answer other than the fact that having seen these images and situations, I thought it'd be nice to record them for future reference. And this is how that led to photography. And, of course, as time goes on, criticism leads you to better and better quality and more things. And that's the best I can do as far as an answer.
So it's been perhaps I might say a love affair, decades in the making here. Would that be a fair assessment?
I would say that's good. And of course, like in anything, the more you're involved with it, the more one question answered opens up another question, and you become more and more interested in where things go, the history of them, how they work, and when to see them, and where to go, and on and on.
What makes the railroad and perhaps trains in that genre, what makes a train a good subject for a photograph, do you feel? Are there features about it, or is it all in is it something that I guess maybe is, for lack of a better term, I guess something that maybe is more about the photography end of it than the train end of it, or how does that work?
I don't know. It's hard to really say which came first, the chicken or the egg in that sense. But it's a matter of, like I said before, the more you know about something, the more interested you are. Or you could become less interested. But as it turns out, in the case that many people, once they get into something, whether it be golf or bird watching, or who knows, you're seeking more and more opportunities and varying your outlook. But railroads have always been a fascination for people, I think, because it was a way to go to the promised land in the sense that you dream about the old West, or you dream about going here and there, and the old classic story about hearing the whistle of the locomotive in the night and its mournful sound and so on. It's, again, a hard thing to pin down, and I think that if you asked 1,000 people the question, you'd get 1,000 different answers, but that was my answer, and the fascination. And the massive aspect of the railroad equipment, the locomotives and cars and so on, and traveling at the speeds they do and so on. And, of course, the great fascination in pastime was the steam locomotive, because the steam locomotive had its own character. Each one was somewhat different as compared to the latter-day diesels, which all essentially remain the same, with respect to their color scheme. The steam locomotive had a fascination in that they seem to have had their own characteristic, and the smoke and steam and so on took a different pattern, and there was just a lot of activity to observe and enjoy. And well, this is certainly the reason behind photographing steam locomotives.
Absolutely.
And, Galesburg was a wonderful place, and I was there in November 1956 and had the opportunity to photograph, luckily, because the steam locomotives on the Burlington Road were phased out early on, and they had to reinstitute a few of them that they had in storage to handle one of the classic Russian agricultural five-year plans failure, and there was a massive movement of Midwest grain east to the Great Lakes and so on for export to Russia. So that worked out really good for me in that sense.
Is there any particular photograph that you've taken that really in your mind stands out above all the others, or is it kind of like saying which of your children is your favorite?
That's exactly the case. It's another unanswerable question. The best I can do is pin it down to the Galesburg situation. And the locomotives that were involved at the time were locomotives built by the Burlington Railroad itself in the West Burlington, Iowa shops.
Mm-hmm.
And they resurrected out of storage maybe a dozen or so of them, plus a couple of other types. But the ones involved had four big driving wheels, and they were the zenith, more or less, of steam locomotives. They were the last of their style and type built, and they, in fact, were replaced by the next generation of motive power, namely the diesels. But the class that was involved here was what they called the 05. And a friend of mine lived in Chicago, and we drove out to Galesburg during this rush period over the Thanksgiving holiday. And we followed this one particular train from westbound toward Galesburg. And there's several sections of a highway, I think it's number 34 or whatever
yes.
it is, that parallel the railroad east of Galesburg. And that was a great opportunity. He was driving the car, and I was photographing it at speed. It was going probably a good 55, 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
And the smoke and steam swirling around. One of those photographs of that incident is in the exhibition.
That's so fantastic.
That was the highlight of that trip, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it sounds like that and some other perhaps maybe Galesburg-themed photos and other works of yours will be in town this weekend. Fair to say, Jim?
Yes, there are, I believe, at least two photographs in that group taken in Galesburg.
Very good. All right. The exhibit, Jim Shaughnessy, The Call of Trains, is being provided by the National Railroad Hall of Fame. It'll be at the Whitcomb Arts Center on the Knox College campus near Prairie and South. It'll be there 10 to 4 on Saturday, and it will be there 10 to 4 on Sunday as well. Jim Shaughnessy, thank you so much for your time, and we are so privileged to be able to share those some of your great works with the public.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad to have somebody enjoy it.
Jim Shaughnessy again on Galesburg's Evening News. You can find a full list of Railroad Day's activities on our website, WGIL.com, in the community events section.